W8FU.
Good morning, W8RCY. W8FU, got a copy.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, good morning. Just was out and about, and I stopped for the hell of it at a little coffee place at 14 and Campbell that looked like they had an espresso machine, and they specialized in coffees. I had an excellently crafted cappuccino and a wonderful bagel brunch thingy. So put that one in the memory bank. Good place.
About 20 years ago or so, I was hanging out at the Java Hut up in Birmingham, next to the old Birmingham Theater, and we got the original Java Hut on 9 Mile, just west of Woodward there in Ferndale. They closed the one in Birmingham, and now they have one on John R. and Hazel Park, and I've been just not as expanded as the original Ferndale one, but it's got a nice little thing, and their coffees were always good. And they had things like bagels and little sandwiches and things like that, and I've yet to try it, and it's not that far away.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Jabba the Hutt in a long time. Yeah, I haven't been to one of those in quite some time, so I'll have to pick you up sometime. We'll run down there. Get a coffee. I do like a good cappuccino. It's just plain, nothing special. If they make it dry without a lot of milk product in it, just a little foam, perfect. So it's my one concession to espresso. I'll sometimes put some little foam on it, kind of give it a little different character. But yeah, cool. This one was kind of a one-of. I don't think it was any kind of a chain. And they had a lot of really, really interesting pastries and breakfast, you know, brunch, you know, all sorts of creative avocado toasts. And I got this scrambled egg, you know, they called it spicy, but it was, you know, it just had some pepper and some other stuff, you know, in it that kind of made it a notch above bland. You know, wasn't hot by any stretch, but it was a bagel thing with this caramelized bacon and egg, and oh, it was really good. Had some guacamole on it, or avocado, I should say. So not bad at all. Wasn't cheap, you know, but it wasn't terrible either. So it's yep, there's a few places around that are like that. I like that Toast in Ferndale. I don't know if you've ever been there. That place is pretty cool. And a few others. There's one up at Chicago and Ryan that's a little off the chart called the Chocolate Gallery. And they're kind of like a notch above your greasy spoon. They're not places I would take the Saturday morning breakfast club. You know, they're kind of like a couple of people or something, you know. Affairs, small tables.
Well, when the Java Hut in Birmingham closed, I asked what happened to the couch, because you get into that couch and the next thing you know, you're falling asleep. And they said it's down at 9 Mile now. In a 9 Mile location, but yeah, that couch would eat you alive like a Thanksgiving dinner. And as far as Toast in Ferndale, I've never been to that one, but there is a Toast in Birmingham across the street from the location of the police station, almost kitty corner and about a half a block up from the Townsend Hotel. Been to that a lot. And, yeah, that was a nice little place for coffee and a bagel in the morning.
Yeah, I knew about that one. I'd never been there. I think Don KBB's been to that one a few times, a lot closer to his place. I do the one in Ferndale. I find myself in Ferndale frequently. I like to ride my bike and walk in Ferndale, so although I don't generally do breakfast when I'm doing that. I might stop at the Red Hook or something and get a coffee, but that's about it. Maybe something small. But I usually drive when I go to Coast. But I get to Birmingham occasionally. I'll ride my bike up there, you know, but that's usually the extent of my journey. And then I'm turning around. So I don't generally stop and get anything while I'm up that way. Not too often, anyhow. I think the last time I ate near Birmingham was Hunter House. But Post has got good coffee. Straight up, they've got a French press, dark roast. That they, and it's one of the few places where I just love the coffee. So, you know, that helps put it high on my list of places.
Well, like I said, it's been about 20 years, the early 2000s, you know, like 2005 or so, 2006, when I had my last cell phone store there. Two businesses north of the Red Coat Tavern on Woodward there, same block, same street, same everything. And, you know, you don't mind going to the Red Coat for lunch, but it's just packed. And then Pasquale's was there across the street. The Avenue Diner, which is still there. That place, you couldn't even get near it at lunchtime or Sunday morning breakfast. But, yeah, there's a lot of places. But I always hung out in Birmingham because of Toast, like I mentioned before, the Java Hut, and a couple of those little places for coffee in the morning before I traveled down to 13 and a half in Woodward. So, yeah, definitely. Part of the reason why I called you, or I acknowledged your call, was what's Mike's call sign? Mike that sat in your seat across from me yesterday? I wrote it down, and I must have tossed it away with my napkin. I'm going to probably get it wrong. I can get it for you, but we don't talk generally on the air. We talk off the air, you know, in non-ham radio-related venues. But I think it's VDS. I don't know if it's N8 or K8 or W8, but I think it's 8 VDS. I'll double-check that for you. Okay, and that doesn't really ring a bell, so I don't know. But anyway, I wrote it down, and then when I was cleaning up and leaving, and I might have just folded it up with my napkin and stuck it in there because it wasn't in my pocket when I got home. So just, you know, when you get a chance, you know, today, tomorrow, whenever, just send it to me in a text and so I get it on file. Yeah, he was very informative with a lot of stuff yesterday, and John as well that was sitting on the other side of Dino. Between the four of us there, we were I was definitely tripping out. And, you know, it's like, did you get all that? Yeah, I got it. He says, I got it from the point where you said, hello, and that was it, like the old Good Smart thing.
Yeah, I'll need a little filler from where you said hello to where you said, you know, any questions? No, but, all right, I just pulled up. I'll have it in a second here. I'll shoot it over to you. I just don't know it off the top of my head because we rarely talk on the, I don't think we've ever talked on the air, quite honestly. So there you go. But I do know his call by, you know, I've seen it, you know, and that, and I think I even seen his license plate, and so it vaguely is familiar, something like that. I don't know. I'll get it to you. Anyhow, I'm here. I'm going to get inside, and we'll catch you in a few. W8FU.
W8RCY.
KD8OSD, Marysville listening.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
RHP, here is Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey, W82W.
Whiskey 8 station, one more time, please.
Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey. Whiskey 8, Queen, Washington.
Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey, got you in there. Thanks for checking in.
I'm about to handle it, Dave. Denmark, America, Victoria, England. I'm about 3 to 4 minutes from destinating, so I'm not going to be able to stick around, but I did hear you on, and I wanted to check in, give you some numbers at least anyway.
All right, that's fine. I'll write you down on the roster, and I'll put you as in and out, so thanks for checking in. Over.
73, you guys have a good one.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Whiskey Echo. Hey Dale, I got you in and out. Thanks for checking in. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
AFACRD testing.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Station testing, what's your call?
KFACRD, I'm sorry, I did not hear you, any traffic when I keyed up.
Yeah, that's, all right, what, so I got Kilo Fox 8, what's the rep?
Bravo Romeo Delta, Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Romeo Delta, QSL.
QSL. Are you going to stick around for the net, or you want to be in and out? Your call.
I'll do in and out. I'll hang out for a minute and listen, but I don't want to really participate too much. I want to see what it's about.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll start at the top of the hour. I just started a little early, the pre-net, so just to see if anyone's out there listening. All right, well, yeah, you're more than welcome to stick around, and if you do choose to make a comment, then that's fine as well. This is KD8RHB. Standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
Thanks very much. I'll stand by. KFACRD.
Just so you know, they're on 80 meters. So you're going out on HF, which you're illegal to do because I'm the control op.
Yeah, copy. I'm a general, so depending on where I'm at on 80 meters, I should be good there too, so thank you very much, sir.
No, you're golden, 3932, in case you want to back monitor yourself on a different rig. All right, I'll turn the transmit back on.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
This is November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, good copy here in Battle Creek, over.
Okay, thank you. Good copy here at Ann Arbor.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. I'll be net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. I am starting a pre-net. If you are listening on the UHF and VHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in. Again, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo Net Control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you wish to check in, please call. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. We have a pre-net going right now. If you wish to check in, please do so. If you are listening on the UHF, VHF, Central Michigan Emergency Link System, you may also check in. Please call 288-RHB. Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. For the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. The net will start at 5 o'clock. If you wish to check in, you may do so at this time. If you are listening on the UHF and VHF link repeaters from Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in on those. This is KD8RHC. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Occoquan, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an AWRL second level net. Regular participants include your spectrum officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KD8RHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the Prenet group, I have the following safety listed at 8OBU, Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey in and out, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo in and out, Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Romeo Delta in and out, and November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Those stations need not check again, but other stations for the next day call. Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, good copy here. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations, please call.
Come on, bro. Whiskey Romeo, GD8SWR.
All right, I got you, KD8SWR. Was that November 8 Hotel Echo Echo? Over. QSL. Jeff, are you sticking around for comments? I will. Any other stations, please call KD8RHC. Okay, hearing none, Max will not be joining us this afternoon, so I have an update from him for the group. Basically, a quick update from the state. So exercise planning is continuing. The measles is in process, and the SCOC communications plan has been sent out. The final report format and the scoring sheet will be published by October 5th. Of the Occam simulated emergency test for October 12th. That's the update as I have it from Max. I do not have any updates myself. We did have a little bit of, we had a couple of tornado warnings that were close on the state line, close to District 5, and I believe there was one in Camden in District 1, so too close for comfort. So, and then, of course, the folks dealing with all the flooding down in Carolina and stuff, really a feel for them folks. So, all right, I'll go ahead and get started at the list, top of the list here. So, November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Go ahead with your comments.
Alrighty, I don't really have anything input here. I'm doing my weekly thing here. Weather's kind of a little bit here today, but I did manage to go out and change the carburetor on the quad and do some little bit of gardening that I needed to do. But everybody take care, stay safe. Yeah, 7.232 is definitely being used for the tornado or for the hurricane traffic. So. It's a good place to visit, but not a good place to talk. So if you want to listen, it's, you know, it's pretty interesting what they're doing. But I thank you for being in that control, and I'll stand by here in case I'm needed. Any go be you.
All right. Very good, Mike. Thank you very much. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Hey, what's up? TV, RTV, and the net. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Yeah, we just came back yesterday from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where we essentially were camping with the radio, the RV radio network, Fall Valley folks. And the campground there did not get the high wind warning that we were told because we were down in a valley. I think we were in a protected valley. But areas around us got socked pretty good. I-26 was shut down going into Asheville. The Smoky Mountains National Park was shut down. We did come out of there yesterday after most of the mess had passed through, and we were able to pull our fifth wheel back up here yesterday without any unusual problems. It was raining and windy pretty much most of the way up. Most of the rain stopped by the time we got to northern Ohio, but then the remainder of the day has been cloudy, and we still have cloud cover. So that's the report here. This is NASBE back to net.
All right, very good, Dave. Really glad you weren't impacted and you were able to get back home safely. Yeah, I'm really glad. I'm glad to hear that. It's nice down there, but man, again, glad you made it back home. We're going up to Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform
Sierra Alpha.
Good meter coming, Joe.
Okay, thank you for that. I see you exactly where I expect you to be on a Sunday, being that control on the Arpinet, so good for you. And interesting reports out of the hurricane. My wife was showing the video from, can't remember where it was, one of the Carolinas, I think. In any case, an area that was inundated by storm surge. And it was kind of interesting, the video clips that I saw, the power was on, street lights were on, and the there was about a foot or two of water surrounding the buildings, and I'm thinking, well, there's an electrocution waiting to happen. So that was very interesting to me. Massive flooding and in the areas that I observed, no power outage. Man, oh man, I would not be forced into that kind of situation. One false step and you get zapped. So, man, oh man. Interesting too, the response of the services seems to be concentrated on getting the cell sites up, and which means as long as they're down, I'm sure amateur radio is pitching in. But it just shows to go that our response time in any disaster is quite limited to the first 24 or 48 hours. And with time to get the cell sites up and that technology go up, we're relegated to the back burner again, but that's okay. Interesting just to stop and think about what if you were in that location and what would you do? Let's see, well, local news here in Kent County, the American Red Cross building, the new one, on Broadmoor and Grand Rapids, the radio room installation is about two-thirds complete. By the time we get done, we'll have a fully functional HF station, both voice and digital, with back to 3, and FL50, various modes of VHF, UHF. All modes, basically, and the ability to run 200 to 300 watts per band. So that project is coming on nicely, and by the time it's done, we'll have, I suspect, one of the El Primo amateur radio stations in the Red Cross, in any Red Cross building in the state. Well, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Well, if I don't know how much time and effort that was going to take, it's taken almost my entire summer planning each work party. And we got another one tomorrow, but the antenna work on the roof is about 99% complete. And then we got to drill some holes through drywall, about 5 or 6 sections of it to get to the radio room, and then make it all look neat after that. So, boy, what a ton of work that's going to be.
But it keeps me out of trouble, and it also kept me out of a campground quite a bit this summer. At any rate, I hear all stations readable or better, and I wish everybody a good afternoon, and catch you on later, and that's over.
WEUSA, Joe, thanks for your comments. That's good work there, helping with the Red Cross building. I'm glad you're able to do that and help those folks out. You'll be able to get some more camping in also. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. All right, Joe, try to catch up with you a little later. Next on the list, November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, Jeff.
And we'll say good evening, Brent. This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Yep, just been working here on the computer, kind of listening to some of the online feeds from North Carolina. And got to compliment those NCSs down there, the amount of traffic that they're handling. Also been kind of listening on and off to 7232, the HF net there. Other than that, not a whole lot new here. Just thought we'd check in and say good evening to all. This is NADG.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. And there's definitely a lot going on down there, especially on, listening with 7232. I checked in last night on the Tar Heel net. Just, when they put out a call if anybody from anywhere wants to check in, so I did, but just listening to those folks and some of the stories that they have and that they're dealing with their families, it's just, I can't even imagine. But anyways, again, thanks for checking in. So I'll get back to the list and then we'll take a standby. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey, Romeo Jeff.
Evening, Brett, and everybody on the net. Whoever keeps your chunk in that 145-1, we're linked to an HF net that happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m., so you don't have to kerchunk it. The repeater is up, it will stay up for the duration of the net. It does not drop because it just doesn't have any squelch. So with that announcement being made, Brett, I guess the group... Day in Flint, tower in Flint, putting some more microwave up and getting ready to move a couple repeaters to a better location, a little bit higher, better antenna, a better feed on it. So trying to do what we can to promote the hobby and make the accessible to everybody. A lot more to do, always something. So. Thank you, Brett. KBSWR. And by the way, if you're listening and you can hear the net, feel free to check in. It's all on the up and up. So if you're hearing it, throw your call and check in. Thank you, Brett. KBSWR.
And rest of the Central Michigan Emergency Team for everything you guys do. And yeah, you guys definitely promote amateur radio and I know, and also improve capabilities there for sure. So thanks again. All right, that's the bottom of the list as I have it. Are there any stations that would like to check in? Please call KD8RHB. All right, we had nine of us today, so thanks everyone for taking time out and checking in. Good to hear y'all, and everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week. This is KDRHB out.
Thanks, Brett. Catch you later. Did we need you to help?
Thank you again for being net control. And it'll be a clear.
Yeah, BRD. VHF hub, disconnected.
KI7 QMG01 2416.
CQ from W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
WD8DX. W8FU.
KB7 OLD monitoring.